Hi guys, I just came back from a screening of Thor, which is the first of the big four superhero movies this summer, in inverted commas. And apparently summer starts in April now, but anyway. And I'll get straight to the point. It was really good. It was really great. I wasn't looking forward to this movie hugely, because I think the trailers kind of gave the wrong impression. The sort of very CGI, very action heavy, and it was really hard to tell whether or not the scenes in Asgard, which is, you know, the Norse home of the gods, were going to work, because they kind of had these really stylized costumes, lots of CG, you know, was it going to be campy, was it not? And it's not at all, which I think is quite a feat, and you'd have to credit to Kenneth Branagh, director Kenneth Branagh, for this. Obviously, we're known for his Shakespeare adaptations, and, you know, given his Frankenstein almost two decades ago, which was completely campy and terrible, this might not have worked, but it really works. And, the best bits are the family dynamics amongst Thor, his father, Odin, and Loki, who's like the sniveling brother. And just briefly, I mean, I'm no expert on the comics, but the plot is basically that Thor does something a bit rash, and he gets exiled to Earth by his dad, Odin, who's played excellently, as you'd expect, by Anthony Hopkins. And there he has to learn to not be such a mindless, emotional hunk of meat, basically. And obviously, Loki gets up to some bad things, and he has to, you know, Thor has to deal with that. And on Earth, Thor meets Natalie Portman, who's the hottest astrophysicist in the world. Sort of believable and sort of not. She does her thing. She's quite pleasant. Yeah, but a lot of the movie takes place in Asgard, which was a, you know, it was dangerous, I think. Which is, I think, what a lot of people are worried about with Green Lantern, is the same thing. There's lots of CGI, and it's on this alien world. How do you deal with that? And, I don't know if Kenneth Branagh completely deals with that, but, those scenes are completely believable. And the tone on Earth is a bit different, you know, it slips into more the standard sort of Marvel comic book film where, you know, there's some wisecracks and there's some good jokes about Thor as he's trying to sort of adjust to society in the couple of days he's there. And Clark Gregg turns up as the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, and there's a cameo, which I won't spoil, but if you're a fan, you probably already know this is happening. There's a cameo from one of the characters from The Avengers for next year. And, yeah, all up, this was a solid superhero movie. It's not going to change the world. It's nicely scored by Patrick Doyle. You know, very sort of refreshingly non-Hans Zimmer clone score. It's in the vein of his, you know, Harry Potter, Aragon superhero, or sort of adventure scores. Really good is Chris Hemsworth. As Thor. He's the guy that Sam Worthington should be. He's a, you know, bulky Australian actor, but he's funny, and he's totally believable as this sort of badass god. And stay to the end of the credits. There's a scene like in the other superhero movies, like Iron Man 2 and the other Marvel movies, I should say, Iron Man 2, Iron Man, stayed to the end of the credits. And I recommend it. Go see it.